So I don't know, but she didn't live very long before she died. And when I seen the bottle, it been about that much in it. I don't know who drank that. So white lady brought me a little bit here last year. I got it out there now to try to fix it for. I don't know. But it's a medicine, that elderberry, that blackberry, and that old man bed. Now that's a medicine bush, but they use it, I think, for appetite and blood. And my wife said to me, she said, Jefferson, I want you to go out to the church. It was a beautiful big tree right at the front of the church. I want some of those bears to make some wine. Okay, well, I reckon we got about nearly a quart. And she said, well, that's enough. She came on to the house and she fixed the medicine and then she took the balance and made wine out of it. And I tell you the truth, I wouldn't want a better wine no way you can make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now them is all right, but now you take these foreign wines and make out of different ingredients. Now the grape wine is a nice pleasure to drink, but now it's not a blood builder or nothing like that, mm-hmm. You see.
Go back to the yeah. Fire a little bit. What do you call the wood that you use to start the fire? What do you call the wood that you use to start the fire?
Lightwood.
Lightwood?
Yeah. It's and fat.
It's fat lightwood.
Got plenty of tar in it.
Do you have like the little sticks that you put in, and then you got the lightwood, and then you got some other little sticks that you use?
Mm-hmm.
You have a name for the other
sticks?
Yeah,
I'll put my kindling down there. Maybe I cut some pieces like that, a few pieces. And then I put one dry piece out of board or something like that and put more wood on top. And that'll go. Yeah.
And kindling, that's the same thing as lightwood?
Mm.
Is kindling the same thing as lightwood?
That's lightwood. I call it kindling. Yeah.
What do you call the black stuff that gets in the chimney?
The black stuff?
Mm-hmm. After the fire?
After the soot. Oh, yeah, from the fire. You call that soot.
And what about the white stuff that you have in the bottom after the fire?
Ashes.
Ashes?
Yeah.
let's see. I believe you said something about sitting on a lounge.
Yeah, I lie on a lounge.
And what kind of thing is a lounge? Hmm? What kind of thing is a lounge?
A lounge, well, you see, it's made different from these couch, they call them now, and sofas, they give them all different names, but the lounge, it wasn't as wide. It made something like this, and got a little small pillow on the head, you see, and they call it a lounge. Mm-hmm. So now they change them all to settees and couch and all different names, just like that one in there. Well, now, you see, they didn't make those lounge like these couches and stuff and settees is fixed because you can open that out if you've got a big crowd in the house and you got a regular bed.
Mm. And yeah. Which is that?
That's the couch.
The couch?
Yes.
And did the lounge have a back on it?
Yeah, it got a back on it. Of course, it made it different from that in a way because it has what you would call it, a covering on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that is just plain solid tin or whatever you call that. Call that a swinging chair, a swing. Yeah, I figure you call this thing here, porch chair.
And what about the kind of things that we're sitting on?
Hmm?
What do you call the kind of things that we're sitting on?
My hearing ain't too good.
What do you call these things that we're sitting on?
Oh, we call them chairs.
Not any special kind, just the chairs?
Yeah, all different kinds. Wooden one and made out of iron and spring. And they make them in all different types. And they got some just like this thing here, but this thing here break up, you know, good. Now that and yonder on the other side, like the one I'm sitting in, now that one you spread out there and you can sit it in any kind of angle you want it to lie down. You feel like resting.